Welcome to the second part of the Student Radio podcast for this week, which is the 3rd of June, looking at the time right now. 3rd of June, we've already looked at Fuse FM and their session with Aidy Sullivan. And thanks to William Shears, who provided us with some content revolving around the EU referendum that obviously is everywhere at the moment. So thanks to William for that. Remember, as I said before, if you want your stuff playing out on the SRA podcast, just give us a tweet, give us a Facebook message, give us an email. SRA on Twitter, Student Radio on Facebook, and on the emails, content@studentradio.org.uk. So in part two, we will very shortly look back at this weekend's incredible playlist on BBC Radio 1. It's called the Student Radio Playlist. I'll tell you more about that shortly if you're not aware. But first, let's go up to Sunderland in the North East. And they covered the Magic Weekend, which is basically a weekend full of rugby. There's like thousands of matches. There isn't. There's like 10, I think, maybe. I don't know too much about it, but Spark FM and Sunderland do. So let's cross them for their coverage of Magic Weekend.
We are in radio.
There's six professional teams. They've been playing each other throughout the day in a heat format. There's currently two games left of that before the semi-finals and the finals, which are happening this afternoon. There's also been four other pitches with local teams and amateur teams playing against each other, and they'll go to their own final in the main stand tonight. For me, I'm a Scottish rugby fan, and there's a team called the South, which are a collection of Borders teams, so Melrose, etc., joined together. And they've got a couple of ex-international players, and they've been playing really, really, really good rugby. So they've been really exciting to watch. A couple of other exciting teams as well. Some nice, there's a couple of 38-0 scorelines as well. So yeah, it's been an exciting day. At the moment, the other games and the other fields have just about ended. So it's just everyone's sort of filtering through to the main stand now. There is, I think, two more heat games left to play. And then the semi-finals start at 3:30. And then obviously there's a couple of semi-finals. And then there's the big grand final.
So who do you think's the favourites then for the final?
I'm going to have to say the South. They've won, I think, every game they've played. I'm not sure who might be second, actually. It might be the Mighty Pest. They haven't been playing too badly.
We are Spark,
where Sunderland lives.
And this is the Sparks Sports Special, where we are at the Falcons Ground for the Sevens. I'm now joined on the line by Johnny.
It's a different atmosphere to, you know, the standard like football matches and that. It's much different. Rugby, a bit of a gentlemanly game, really. I know it's quite a rough game, but, you know, the fans are a little bit more relaxed, I think.
Been some big tackles today?
Yeah, we've seen some big tackles. Someone actually suffered a broken leg earlier on from a tackle, so...
Oof, well...
Yeah, so we've been through it today. They've definitely been through it today, these players, and obviously they're playing four games, so they'll be knackered, I think, by the end of it.
So what's the standard like? Because obviously, you're saying it's a very good game, but...
Well, I mean...
Because obviously sevens is a bit different to the normal rugby.
Well, there's obviously a lot more space for the players to run around in. It's a bit more accident-prone, should we say, because of the players, obviously, amateur players, some of them. Obviously, they play for universities as well. Some of them, I think there's a couple of professionals in the South team, and you can tell the difference, I think, in some of the teams, really, because of that.
We are Spark.
On Spark's Sports Saturday today, we are at Kingston Park for the Sevens tournament, and joined on the line by Callum. Callum, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I mean, you've been pretty busy today with all these games that's been happening.
Yeah, it's been a really good day, actually. I've been really enjoying myself. We were down on the second pitch as watching some of the social games going on there, and it was really good because I've never watched this kind of rugby before, like sevens rugby. It was a really kind of eye-opening experience.
Spark! That was Johnny there, and I'm now joined on the line again by Johnny to give us a little update of what's happening at Kingston Park. Welcome back, Johnny.
Hello there, Reece.
Hello. So what's the latest there? What's happening?
So we've had a semi-final between the socials. It was Van Mildert against Hartlepool Sevens. Hartlepool Sevens win that one 19-0. They go through to the final. And now we'll have the other semi-final going on between... the Medicals and the Novos, and they're playing this one, and then they go through the winner of this plays the Hartlepool Sevens in the final. We have two other semi-finals from the Elite game, so we have the South against the South against the Red Whalers, and then we also have the other semi-final as well. So there's it's all coming to a head now.
Yeah, last time I was with you, the South was playing.
South was playing the Red Whalers in the final of the heat, but now they're playing each other again, and it's going to be in the semi-final. So I'm looking forward to that one because
what was the final score in the heat game?
The Whalers won. I can't remember the score is on the Twitter page. Yeah. There's been so many
numbers today, it's
my mind.
It's all right. But they're playing again each other in the semi-final, so...
So it's going to be an exciting game. Hopefully, I know the Red Whalers won this time, so maybe, you know, they'll try and maybe the South will get a win in the next one, we'll see. But there's some good games going on right now.
So just to recap, how many games are left?
So there is 5 games left. There's this semi-final, and then there's 2 finals and 2 other semi-finals between the elite teams.
And they're all being played in the stadium, are they?
They're all been playing at Kingston Park, yep, and then they'll be finishing about 5:30. We also have the Premiership playoff finals going on right now, Exeter against Saracens. Exeter trailing, last time I heard, 22-6 against the current holders and possibly 2-time winners if they can keep it on today, Saracens.
So a good day of rugby for us today.
Yeah, it's been a good day for rugby. And keep up to date on social media at Sparks London. I'll be tweeting regularly about it and telling everyone how the scores are. And hopefully you can enjoy the games and you can keep up to date with what's going on.
Well, that's us finished, Johnny. Thank you very much for joining us. And as
no
Johnny
problem.
Says, you can keep all up to date on the social media.
In radio.
Thanks to Spark FM for their coverage of Magic Weekend. And welcome back to the Student Radio Podcast. I am Dom, the content officer with the SRA. And this podcast is used to showcase some of the best bits of student radio from the past week or from the past months as well. You can check out all the podcasts we've done so far. There's thousands of them online at our Audio Boom channel. It's got Audio Boom and whack in the word Student Radio. If you can't find it there, go over to our Twitter at SRA and there'll be some links on there somewhere as well. Listen back to the podcasts we've done. They include the SRA conference, recaps on that, and some really good advice as well from some of the industry's biggest people, whether it's talk radio, music radio, news, content-driven radio, anything. There's some really good piece of advice there for people trying to break into the industry. There's an incredible documentary last week on the podcast, actually. Jordan Harrop from Cat Radio did a documentary on how to break into the industry, and he chatted some industry professionals as well. So I recommend you check that out if you're stuck on what to do next. But it's now time to recap this past week's BBC Radio 1 student radio playlist. If you're not aware of what it is, for starters, you've had your head in the sand because this is massive for student radio. This is our chance to take over one of the biggest stations in the country, BBC Radio 1, every single Monday night from 9 o'clock. We play you an hour of playlists, some incredible songs, all put together by student radio stations across the country. We have had Spark FM, we've had Insanity, we've had Dragon Radio, and more as well. And this week, it was the turn of City Radio from Glasgow. And of course, if you're going to be from Glasgow, your playlist is going to be themed around Scottish artists, and that's exactly what it was. Their playlist was called Straight Out of Scotland, and I looked at the playlist and I thought, wow, I cannot wait to hear some of these songs. So I'm going to play them for you. Before I do play some of the songs in full, let's take a listen of some of the songs that featured in that playlist.
Oh,
Seriously, how good were some of them songs that they played on their BBC Radio 1 student playlist? The likes of Franz Ferdinand was in there, Churches, Fratellis, Prides, Twin Atlantic as well. And they were the songs that I haven't had a chance in this podcast to play you, but we are going to play you a few in more fuller versions. And let's kick things off. It wouldn't be Scotland without playing a bit of these guys. Oh, this is incredible. Biffy Clyro and Mountains.
I took a bite out of mountain range. Thought my teeth would break the mountain dead. Let's go, I wanna go. All the way to the horizon. I took a drink out of the ocean and I'm treading water before I drown. Let's dive, I wanna dive. To the bottom of the ocean.
Clyro and Mountains on the Student Radio Podcast. Just one of the songs featured in City Radio's BBC Radio 1 student playlist this past week. Also in that show, they had a bit of Belle and Sebastian in there. Kelvin. They had two Biffy Clyro tracks. They played Mountains, we just heard, and Black Chandelier as well. So if you want to check out the full playlist, you can just head over to our website, studentradio.org.uk, and click on where it says City Radio on BBC Radio 1. You can listen to that playlist in full. So I played you some Biffy Clyro. Let's go now. I think we should play some Calvin Harris, don't you? This is Calvin Harris, and in my opinion, one of his best songs, one of his original songs. Calvin Harris, Acceptable in the 80s on the Student Radio Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Calvin Harris and Acceptable in the 80s, one of those songs. You forget how good it is until you hear it and you know every single word to it off by heart. Still, as I said, still, in my opinion, one of the best Calvin Harris songs there ever has been. Loving that. Right, we had some Biffy, had some Calvin. I'm going to play, I think, some Travis to end us out. Before that, I've got time. Yes, I've got some time. So I'm going to squeeze in another song on that playlist. This is the incredible Paolo Nutini.
Sunday morning, got the hazy, hazy jeans. I turn to you and inhale you where you lay. Took a wander through the garden to await the long, long day, and then roll for a while on a violet flower bed. Oh, you kiss my lips again and again and again, and then again and then. We would watch the sun coming up easy while the rain came tumbling down, and it washed our bodies so clean that we could see them rise up off of the cold, cold ground. It's a shame the way it seemed to go, 'cause now my best friend, my partner in crime, I'm afraid it looks like we're gonna have to go our separate ways. Did you see the things? I love you, but you see I resent you all the same. And all my other friends, they're just saying you're slowing me down. Oh, but I should have known you'd turn to me and say, before you throw too much of me away, don't you remember seeing the sun coming up easy while the rain came tumbling down, and it washed our bodies so clean that we could see them rise up off of the cold, cold ground. We've seen the sun coming up easy while the rain came tumbling down, oh, and it washed our bodies so clean that we could feel them rise up off of the cold, cold ground. It was in love I was created, and in love is how I hope I die. Oh, it was in love I was created, and in love is how I hope I die. Oh, yeah, it was in love I was created, and in love is how I hope I die.
Paolo Nutini and Coming Up Easy, as featured on the City Radio playlist on this week's BBC Radio 1 student playlist. That is it from me. If you want to check out this playlist in full and you're loving some of the tunes you're hearing, you can online, studentradio.org.uk. You can also check out the past playlists on there as well. Spark FM's Year in the Life of a Student, Dragon Radio's Welsh Rock, Smoke Radio on there, Insanity Radio as well. There's incredible playlists and incredible songs as well, so make sure you check that out. And if you want to check out any of the podcasts that we put together, you can online. Go to our audio boom and type in the word student radio, or you can head to our Twitter at SRA. I am Dom, I'm the content officer at the SRA. Thanks for listening this time. I'm going to leave you with Scottish music royalty. This is the brilliant Travis, and Why Does It Always Rain On Me?
running. I can't afford the lightning. I can't stand myself. I'm being held up by invisible men. Still life on a shelf when I got my mind on something else. So today. Shining, I can't afford the lightning.